Oh,
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit,
Hallelujah.
sweet
Glorify you,
heavenly
Lord. We honor you.
Dove,
Oh,
stay right
Jesus.
here with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
Hallelujah.
us, anchor dove.
We worship you, Lord, dear
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you, my God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That we
Thank
shall
you,
be.
We worship you,
Jesus.
Mighty
God, we
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are worthy, worship
God,
you are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus.
You are
worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the
all
Lord.
Glory,
praise
all
the Lord.
Honor, all praise belong to the King of Kings.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lords of Lords, our God, our Savior, our Deliverer. Whatever we need, oh God Almighty, He has, hallelujah, a remedy for it. And so tonight we just want to exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give God thanks, brethren, for another Thursday night that we can come together. And as we're gathered in His presence, this little chorus come to my mind, and I'm just going to sing it. Hallelujah. We are together again. Just praising
the Lord.
Lord. We are together again.
In one accord,
something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again. Just
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so the Lord.
Name for this opportunity that we can come together to praise Him, to feast upon His word, to encourage each other, hallelujah, and to bless His sweet and holy name. Praise God. Tonight is our Bible study night, and so I pray that we have brought along our pens and notebook, and we have emptied our vessel. My God, and we have turned them up to receive from the word of God tonight. We bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I thank the Lord for this time. And I'm just going to hand over now to our sister Alicia, who will lead us into a time of devotion. Over to you, Sister Alicia, in care of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Edwards. All glory and honor to God. Let me greet the Holy Spirit, the
Hallelujah.
God, the creator, the head of our lives, who
Amen.
Has created us, and he has created us in our own in his own image and his own likeness. And only thing we can do is to praise him. And
Amen.
So as we come today, tonight, wherever we are, whatever time of the day we are, whatever time of the evening or the night, let us just open our hearts. Open our hearts, open our mind. I know that sometimes, you know, it can be very stressful. But let's just forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him. So let me say good afternoon again, saints in Christ. So before we start, there's a little activity that I would like us to do. So for 30 seconds, I would ask each person to take a look at the participants list and see somebody, you know, just, you're going to take 30 minutes. And in the chat, after 30 minutes, you're going to look. So it's like a think, peer, share. So you're going to look at the participant list. Then you're going to, after 30 seconds, you are going to write some affirmations. So for 1 minute, to as many amount of participants that you can do. So for 30 seconds, you're going to view it. Or I think about some of the words, the affirmation that you would want to write in the chat, you want to type in the chat. Then after for a next 1 minute, you're gonna type the affirmations in the chat to the persons, as much as how many persons you can. So 30 seconds to think. Time is up. So what we are going to do now, we are going to take a minute, and I'm going to set the actual timer now. So we're going to say, take a minute to write as much affirmation as we can, as the Holy Spirit will lead. So us to write in the chat. Go ahead. So the time is up. All right. So thank you all for participating. So now we are going to open our hearts as today, as tonight's Bible study will be about the Holy Spirit. We're going to open our hearts. And so, as we open our hearts, we're going to listen to this song. Sister Camille, can you share the song for me, please?
I'm not hearing it now.
Calvary, let's sing it all in one voice. Come on, sing.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Your glory, God.
Your glory, God, is
what our hearts long for, to be
Holy Spirit, you
your heart. Come flood this way. Your glory, God is love. Up your hands.
Thank you, thank you.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord.
So, as we reflect and I invite the Holy Spirit to come and flood us, I will be praying as, you know, for us to open our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and invite the Holy Spirit in our hearts, in our homes, in this ministry, and in every place that is affiliated with us. And we pray for a fresh power, a spiritual strength. Pray for our boldness to live and to speak God's words. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
hallelujah.
As I come before your presence, Almighty Father, Jesus. I worship you, Lord, I adore you. Father, as I come before your presence, Almighty Father, you said we should enter your gates, dear God, with thanksgiving and with praise. Amen. Father God, we thank you, dear God, for the opportunity, dear God, that you have blessed us with. Father God, even though, dear God, we are in different abodes, Almighty Father, because of your Holy Spirit, Almighty Father, the Comforter that you have left with us, Almighty Father, that you have given to us, Father Amen. God, we can come on one accord. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I come before your presence, Father God, I ask you, Lord, to purify me. I ask you, Lord, to purge me. I ask you, dear Lord, to let your Holy Spirit rid me, dear God, flow through me, flood me, and
Jesus.
Wash me, dear God, clean from Thank jealousy, God. Bad mind, unforgiveness, bitterness, arrogancy. And so, therefore, God, you said, if we ask, dear God, it shall be given. If
Hallelujah.
We knock, the door shall be open. And so, therefore, God, as I ask, dear Lord, to purify me, to guide me, dear God, to wash me, Almighty Father, as I come, dear God, on behalf, Almighty Father, and we come on one accord. Father God, open my mouth, Almighty Father. Let your Holy Spirit flow through me. Speak through me. Speak through the The presenter, dear God, speak through everybody that is on this platform and who will be joining, Almighty Father. As we open our mouth, Almighty Father, let we speak like Jeremiah. Let us speak like Moses. Hallelujah. Let us speak like John the Baptist. Let us speak like Joshua in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we are not, it's not because we are good, Almighty Father, because of your grace and your mercy. And so, Father God, as we come before your presence, Father God, we ask that your Lord to flood us. We ask that your Lord to flood us with the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, God, you said, by our fruits, dear God, they shall know us. And they, dear God, they will know us, dear God, because, dear God, we are peaceful.
Holy
we
God.
Are forgiving. Father God, we are caring. We are loving, Almighty Father. Father God, we ask that your Lord to let your Holy Spirit flood us, Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, we can have peace in our homes. We can have peace in ourselves, Almighty Father, individually and collectively, Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, our communities, Almighty Father, our countries, wherever we are, Almighty Father, or at our workplace, when we go on the road, Almighty Father, we will, people will see, dear God, your light through us, because your Holy Spirit is in us, God, and greater is you in us than in the world, Almighty Father. Father God, we pray, dear God, for your everlasting
in the name of Jesus
Father God, as we come before your presence, Almighty Father, we ask the Lord to wash us. We ask the Lord to cleanse us, Almighty Father. Let your Holy Spirit, dear God, manifest through our lives, Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, the plans that you have for us, dear God, will come through, Almighty Father, because we are clean. Father God, you can't dwell on dirty vessel, Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, we ask the Lord to rid us, Almighty Father, to cleanse us. And so, therefore, God, your Holy Spirit can come and dwell in us. The Holy Spirit, dear God, can come, dear God, and manifest through us. Father God, just like the Pentecost, Almighty Father, when your Spirit fall on them, Almighty Father, they started speaking different languages, Almighty Father. After the Lord to speak through us, Almighty Father, let your
in the name of Jesus,
Almighty Father. Father God, is some of us, dear God, and so therefore, God, your fruit, Almighty Father, will be manifested in us, Almighty Father. It's not that we're speaking in tongues, Almighty Father, but dear God, we will be caring, we'll be we'll be more loving, we'll be more understanding, we'll be more generous, Almighty Father. We'll learn to listen, Almighty Father. We'll learn to understand, Almighty Father. Father God, ask the Lord to cover us, dear God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And Father God, you said in your word, no weapons formed against us shall prosper, and anything that rise up against us in judgment will be condemned. Father God, because we are vast in you, Almighty Father, we are clean vessels, Almighty Father, and though you pour in us, God, will be able to pour out, Almighty Father. So we ask the dear Lord,
hallelujah,
pour into dear
bless
God
the name this of Jesus.
Pour into everybody that is a part
pour
of this ministry,
us,
Almighty
Lord.
Father. Pour into dear God the administrators. Pour into dear God the ministers, Almighty Father. Pour into us, Almighty Father. And so therefore, God, our children, dear God, will receive the glory. Our family members, our husbands, dear God, expected husbands, Almighty Father, and husbands that are already dear, Almighty Father. And Father God, our family members, everyone, Almighty Father, it will, dear God, be, dear God, the fruit, dear God, people will see the light, Almighty Father. Father God, cover us, Almighty Father.
Cover us
under your blood, Jesus. Help us, dear God, to be more like you and less of ourselves, Almighty Father. Help us, dear God, to be understanding. Help us, dear God, to humble, dear God, because they said in your word, they that humble themselves will be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we ask that your Lord to please send your Holy Spirit, dear God. Please help us to be obedient to you, Almighty Father, because when we're obedient, dear God, we will move, and when we move, dear God, we'll be elevated, Almighty Father. He was humble, dear God. He served Moses. And so, therefore, God, you said in your word, when we humble, dear God, you will mount us up with wings like eagle. Father God, we ask you will elevate us, Almighty Father, in all areas, dear God, that you have blessed us with. Father God, cover us, God.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, God. Let your will, dear God, be our will. Let your way be our way, Almighty Father, as we submit ourselves to you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we ask that you, Lord, to take control,
thank
Almighty
you,
Father,
Jesus.
As we glorify you, Lord, and we honor you, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
I will be reading from Acts 1, verse 1 through 8. And he's Jesus taken up into heaven. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them his commandment: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes down on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And before I hand over, I will just leave these affirmations, and we can unmute our mic and let us speak it in the atmosphere. Please, you can just speak it in the atmosphere. If you are unable to unmute your mic, just speak it in your mind or type it in the chat. We receive the power through the Holy Spirit. We walk in unity and love. We are bold in our faith. God is with us in every situation. Hallelujah.
God is with us in every situation.
And just like the early church grew through prayer, may our lives also reflect God's power, unity, and boldness. All honor and glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We worship
you, God.
Thank you.
I now hand over to Miss Sister Edwards. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To worship the Lord tonight.
Bless the name
of the Lord.
Hallelujah. We give him glory. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Sister Elisha. My God, for this time that we have spent in the presence of the Lord. Yes. Surely my spirit is ignited. Hey, and I bless the Lord. Thank you, woman of God, for availing yourself and for so ably setting the pace, my God, as we continue to invite the Holy Spirit to be with us. My God, something good is going to happen. It is already happening.
And amen. Praise God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Indeed, the presence of the Lord is here. And so we just want to continue. I just want to join Sister Elisha through that song that she played. I just want to continue to invite his presence. It says, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. And so we thank him for his presence that is with us. Hallelujah. Let me extend a warm welcome to each of us that is present on the platform tonight. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will hasten the footsteps of those who will be joining us. Do we have anyone worshiping with us for the first time or the first after a very long time? Praise God. And so I just welcome everyone. Tonight is our Bible study, and I encourage us now to get our pens and our notebooks. If you don't have it with you, this is an opportune time for you to go and get it as we anticipate, my God, feasting on the word of God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Sister Nadine will be leading us our Bible study tonight. And so I'm just going to invite every heart everywhere just to stretch your hands towards her while we pray for her at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name, Holy God, for this gracious and blessed opportunity of coming into your presence once more to feast upon your word. Thank you for your woman servant that you have chosen,
yes, Lord,
and you have equipped and have prepared to lead us at this time. Father God, I pray that even as you have allowed her to eat of the scroll as your servant Ezekiel, yes, hallelujah, and to share with us, Jesus, tonight in tonight's teaching, my God, may we become more knowledgeable. Ah, my God, may your wisdom come upon us, your guidance through your word, and may we all say it's sweet as honeycomb. Father, where there is doubt in your servant, we speak trust tonight. Where there is fear, we speak boldness. My God, let there be clarity even as we empty ourselves to receive of your word tonight. Bless thy word unto our hearts and help us to glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, again for this opportunity, and I pray that you will pour out your anointing upon your woman servant. Oh God, I pray that her focus and her gaze will be upon you, because you have already equipped her, Almighty God. And so, Lord God, we surrender her to you tonight as you use her mightily, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Over to you, Sister Nadine, in care of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, God's people, just praise him tonight, because he indeed is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of all the glory, and he's worthy of the honor. Bless the name of Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We place you at the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you, precious Lord, at the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else. All else, as we come to you and worship. feet. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come to you even now. And Lord, as I stand tonight to minister your word, to expound your word unto your people, we pray that you will bless our hearts. We pray that you will move me as self, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit do and take full control in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for clarity in the name of Jesus as I speak your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord tonight, church. Hallelujah. God is good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's in,
Hallelujah.
In our midst.
Yes.
And it's in our midst. He's here to bless and to do us good. We'll be looking at the book of Acts tonight. Praise God. And we'll be looking at chapter 1 and chapter 2, just to set the tone somewhat for the continuation of the study. The book of Acts is the book of Acts. It really tells about the acts and deeds of the apostles as how Christ has taught them. Now, the book was written by Luke, who is a medical doctor. Luke was also a companion of Paul. And some would say otherwise. It's not Luke who wrote this, but what the word says, we go by. Now, Luke provide an orderly account for Telephius, and that can be found in chapter 1, verse 1. Acts is a continuation of Jesus' work through the followers and come empowered by the Holy Spirit, while the gospel, and the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, describes what Jesus began to do and teach. Acts record what he, I beg your pardon, the gospel tells what Jesus did, describes it while he was here. Now Acts record what he continued to do from heaven through the church. Now the book of Acts 1, it tells the acts and the deeds of Jesus. And it continues, this continues when Jesus Christ went back to heaven. So this continued through the church. And we are a part of the church today, so it continues with us as well. Bless the name of the Lord. So let us read chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, and I read. The far majesties have I made, O Telephius, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles who he had chosen. So he began to teach. He gave them the commandment. That's the name of Jesus. And to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The infallible proof. Now Christ, he told his disciples back then that he was going to be crucified, was going to die, he was going to be buried and rose again. 3 days. And so this happened. And in verse 3 of chapter 1, where he was giving out his disciples, tell the apostles, which is his disciples, that, you know, he walked with them and talked with them. Now he was giving them instructions and commandments. Now he was seen by a lot of people, and they have the infallible proof, meaning it's not somebody that goes, Sister Camille, you know, yes, let me see Jesus. And Mary said, tell me, say they see him. No, seeing for yourself that proof you have it, that yes, is him that was dead and he rose again. Thomas was one of those that with the unbelief, and he said, if it is you, cause me to put my hand in your side and show me the nails and all of it. Yes, it is him. So all of this infallible proof we have, and because we have seen of them, he has seen of them for 40 days. 40 days, he walked after resurrection, he walked with them. He was seen by a lot, praise God. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So he was now telling them of the things of the kingdom of God. Praise God. The first three verses of Acts chapter 1:1-3 serves as a bridge between the life of Jesus and the beginning of the early church. So in this very first chapter, it contained about the gospel, the final instruction that Jesus gave, and he also talked about the risen Christ and the kingdom. Praise God. We continue to read the word of God. Verse 4.
Thank you, Jesus.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Being assembled together, so they were together, he commanded them, he gave them the commandment that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but that they should wait there for the promise of the Father. So he have given the instruction, he have given them the command, and he's not telling them to wait. A lot of us, when we hear the Lord say, it is no. Patient. Sometimes we don't cultivate that fruit. We don't bear it enough. But he said, told them to wait. For listen, John baptized with water, who is John, the forerunner of Jesus. And John who baptized Jesus, he indeed baptized with water. But he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Let us continue. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? They were looking at something physical. You know, who will sit on the right and who will sit on the left? Who would be the finance minister? Who would be the minister of health? Who will be what governor? Who will be what senator? That's not what Jesus was talking about. But when we are human, we think like human. And the Holy Spirit will now come, praise God, and empower them and bring that clarity that they have need of. So the Holy Ghost will come and baptize them. When they were therefore gathered together, they asked him about the kingdom of Israel. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. Time matters to the Lord, because everything happened in his time. He knows all the different time that who would be born. He knows what time who would be saved. So time really matters to him. He said, you not for you to know the times or the season, which the Father had put in his own power. But you shall receive power. Don't worry yourself. Wait until the Father. Wait on the Father. And when you stay there and wait, you shall receive power. After you receive power, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. One, may I step ahead of myself a bit. There were, after the Holy Ghost came, there were men from different places that came to different gathering. The reason for me saying that time is very important to the Lord. And so they would have heard them speak, as this verse is saying, in their own languages, in their own tongue. But unto the utmost part, so you have persons after this great, they would break away and find themselves in all different countries where the gospel would be. Think of, look at it from this perspective. One somebody have the flu, or one child have the flu, go to school, another child picks it up, take it to their home, this one visit, pick it up, and it spreads. So was it with the gospel. It spread. Once Jesus gave them the command, the Holy Spirit came and they spread abroad. Praise God. But he said, you receive the power, and after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Do you remember when we were filled with the Holy Ghost and power? Praise God.
Amen.
They were shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Some person just stand. Some person fell on the ground. Some people roll all over the place. Some
Amen.
People fight with God. Some people kick. Some people won't just speak what the Holy Spirit is saying. But we feel the power. We feel that feeling. We feel the power. And after which we let ourselves go in the hands of the Lord, we were filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse Hallelujah. 9 is saying, and when they had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So while they are talking, Jesus giving them the command, Jesus telling them what to do and what is going to happen, he was taken up. Jesus. And while they're talking, he's going up. And while they look steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. So you're looking as they're looking, talking, having the conversation, and only to realize that he has been taken up and out of their sight. May I paint a picture? If you should travel by air, when the plane take off from the runway and start to go up, it will go miles up. When it goes to a distance and you look through the window, you can still see light down. But as soon as it bursts through those clouds, you're not able to see any light or anything. You're just seeing cloud. So we, you know, look and see Jesus going, and then he was taken away. No more, they could not see him anymore. But there were two men in white apparel that stood by them, mighty God. And he ministered to them and said, which also said, he men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heaven? Yeah, look, your friend really gone. Your master gone, your Lord gone, your Savior gone. So they were looking. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. I love this verse. Because somebody would say that there is no God, there is no heaven. But the word of God says he went up after the resurrection, and the men in white apparel stood and said to the apostles, his disciples, that this same Jesus, hey, in the same manner as which he was taken, he will come again. So we are expecting him to come down. And It is for us, brethren, that we stay in the right path. We do the right things. We say the right things. We live right. Because not living right, not saying and doing what God wants us to do, then our chances of seeing him coming like manna is slim. Almost next to nothing. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. Sabbath day journey. On the Sabbath day, then, you could only walk for half of a mile. And so from the mount back to Jerusalem, it would have to be like half mile. So instead of the word says half mile, it says Sabbath day journey. Because during the Sabbath day, there are so much restrictions. You couldn't go for long distance. You'd have to go at a certain time, certain amount of mile. You couldn't exceed that for upholding the Sabbath. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
And let's continue to read. Please follow me. And when they were come in, they went up in an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. So all these were there looking at the ascension of Christ, receiving the commandment and giving the instruction to stay in Jerusalem. So they went to the upper room, place of prayer, solitude, where they can worship. Somebody that say, let us meet at church, run a church, where we can all stay there and worship. So they meet in the upper room. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. I heard the madam, sister that did devotion talk about one accord. It is very important as children of God that we be in one accord.
Amen.
If we are divided, we will not be able to stand. So we can't say, all right, some for Paul, some for Apollos, and tearing at this side and tearing at that side. No. It causes Saul wanted to kill David. Because the people are saying that Saul killed in 1,000, but David in 10,000. That bothers him. Division. So when we stay in one accord, when we come together as we are now, and we are in one accord, praise God, then we will hear from the Lord. Then we will have that, because we all are saying the same thing. We all are, as somebody said, on the same page, touching the same God with the same mind. We will receive great results. And so whilst they stay there, praise God, in the upper room, in this one accord, in prayer and supplication. You know, some time ago somebody said, well, we don't have to bombard God with the same thing every day. You tell it to him one time and he hear it and him understand. You don't have to be asking him, I should say, or saying the same prayer to him all the time. Lord, I need a pair of shoes. And you get up every day and you tell the Lord, I need a pair of shoes. In here, you find the first time. So you just tell him it one time and leave it there. No, I draw my conversation, praise God. I try my best to ensure that I speak, and when I speak, I can say the word of God. No, the prophet did not just pray one time and rain fall. No. He prayed several times. So if there's something that we have need to go to the Lord with, we can go to him with it. Because he said, come to me with it. So we can go to him. Praise God. So they were in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So they were there, the mother of Jesus and all the women. All the women in the house tonight, we are always there. Mercy, Lord. If it is to sweep the church, we are there. If it is to wreck the yard, we are there. We are always there. And so these women were there as well, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Is there any question before I move on to the second part of the chapter? Any comment? Any clarifications?
Praise Jesus.
Amen. No. Sister Nadine. It reminds me when you mentioned the part where the angels saw witness and stand there and tell the apostles and say, why stand ye gaze? The same Jesus that you see ascended, he will come back in a similar manner. It reminds me, when you talk about that, it reminded me of the two men that were walking to Emmaus after the crucifixion. And Jesus just came and just
joined them.
Yes, yes.
Chat with them, going to their house with them.
Yes. So there's always a witness. When God does something, there's always a witness. You mentioned in the start of the passage that it's like infallible proof and so vast amount of witness that witness what happened. So we know it's true. We know it's real.
That's
what happened in Jerusalem that time. You know, it's a real thing. Amen.
Right. It is real. It is true. He was crucified. He was buried. He died. He was buried and he rose again. A lot of people see him, so it's not no storytelling. Any other question, comment? Clarity? No. So Acts is where both for the what Jesus did and what he taught, and for the continuation of the church while he ascended. Verse 15 of chapter 1 read, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. So somebody have to take the lead. Hey, Jesus told him to feed his sheep, and he said it more than once to him. And he felt as if Jesus was bothering him. Why are you nagging me with this? You don't tell me already, brother. You tell me already. I'm here. But Jesus wanted it to soak in for him to get it. He also denied him. Praise God. I don't know this man. But yet still, he became the spokesperson. So he get up and he say something. And he was telling them the number of persons that were there, 120. It's a significant number because it would represent 12. And 12 tribes of Israel, and we'll break it down. If we should walk into the genealogy, it will break down and we will find the significance of the 120. So he said, men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Let us look at let us look at Psalms 41 and verse 9. Said these things have been prophesied long before. So Peter is now telling them that this scripture must need fulfill. Verse 9 of Psalm 41 says, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. This my friend. And Jesus was the scripture way back then was making reference to Judas, who betrayed him. He took bread with him, he eat with him, he drink with him, he walk with him. Can anybody tell me Judas's role as one of the 12 disciples? Type it in the chat or unmute your mic and tell me his role in the ministry of Jesus. No? Yes? Anyone? He was what?
Not really sure.
No, he was a treasurer. He was
Come on
the
now,
money
pick a stat.
he had the money bag.
He was the man who had the money. He carries the money. He was a treasurer. So he was a very important person. Very important person in the ministry. And he was the one who sold Jesus. It is not in this part of study tonight, but can anyone do anyone remember how much money he sold him for?
30
30 pieces of
pieces. 30
silver.
pieces of silver.
Praise God. Yes, he did. 30 pieces of silver. So the scripture tells us from way back in history that this person would have betrayed him, would have lifted up his heel against him. Because he took supper in eat the bread, in drink the wine, or eat his flesh and drank his blood, yet still he sold him. For he was numbered with us, yeah? He was there and had obtained part of this ministry. So he was a part of Jesus's ministry, and he had obtained a position then, somebody that said post in a church. So he obtained a part of the ministry. He was a treasurer. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels were gashed out. Jesus. So he took the money, and upon realizing what he did, he now want to return the money. They didn't want that money, so he bought a piece of property with it, and there he hung himself. The word of God say burst asunder. So he stayed there hanging. Nobody took him down, but the fowls of the year begin to eat him. His bowels. If we follow anything with animals, you'll realize that when animal died, the first place that the scavengers would go is the belly. They want all those instruments first. So they took his belly first, that way he burst. My God. And after days, the body would also be so swollen that the least thing go against it, it will just burst. My God. Brethren, let us seek the Lord. I pause here to say, let us seek the Lord in everything. Not just me, I'm going to do because, but let us seek the Lord. They said, when we are angry, you should count from 1 to 10. Somebody say, go to 100. But anything at all we are doing, let us seek the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I have to go there. I have to do this. I have to say this. I have to eat this. Please lead me. Show me what to do, where to go. So let us seek the Lord and not just take things for granted that, yes, Jesus knows. Yes, he understands. Yes, he does. But let us seek him in everything we do. And it was known unto all that dwellers at Jerusalem, in so much as that the field is called in this proper tongue, Aseldama. That is to say, the field of blood. Nobody wants this property to buy. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of those men which had companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. So, because there was 12, he's no deceased, he's no more a part of the ministry, it leaves 11. So there must be need somebody to step up. Praise God. So that's why there's leader and there's assistant. Somebody must be there to step forward. He lost his bishopric. And so for all this time, Jesus was teaching and he lived there. And all those who were walking with him, there must be somebody there who will be qualified to fill the position. So somebody needs to step forward. Yeah? Because what somebody said, the game must go on. So this they were saying, after all this company and all those who follow Jesus, is there not any among us? Beginning from baptism of John. So Jesus had followers from the beginning. From the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. You need somebody who was there, who have seen him, who knew that he was baptized by John, who knew that he was crucified, he died, he buried, and he rose again. And who also knew that he has been ascended, who have been there. Somebody must stand forward. And they appointed two, Joshua called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. So they found two persons among the congregation. If we are walking with the Lord and we are not growing, we need to step up our game. We need to step up our game. Because the Lord are not looking for persons just to come and to say, well, then, me a Christian, and that is it. I am saved, I am baptized, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's it. He wants persons to work. And so from all this time, persons who are following him, persons who come to know him as Lord and Savior. There must be somebody that can fill this gap. So the lot was cast, and two persons were or found qualified, and they not as I said previously, that everything we are doing, we are to ask the Lord, we are to seek the Lord. And so that many took part of this ministry. And the apostleship from which Judas of transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. So these two men were chosen, and they asked the Lord, and the Lord have given them who should be the person. So they gave their lot, it fell upon Matthias, and these persons were numbered with the 11 apostles. And now they are now 12. Why apostles? Why somebody who knew? Because apostles, you have to be there, walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, in order to be an apostle. Praise God. Question, comment, clarifications. No.
Flowing sister.
All sounds pretty good to me.
Go ahead. Praise God. So we are, I keep reminding us that we are looking at Sister Yuli, Elder Edwards have taught a lesson before, and he talk about demolition, cartaway, foundation, and to break it down, that teaching I will never forget. Now you got to lay the foundation in order to build the structure. And if the foundation is not laid properly, then your structure will not be a proper structure. So here in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2 is where base where they are talking, they are laying the foundation of what happened as though the early church began. Praise God. Thank you very much for listening thus far.
Man. Amen. Thank you
Okay,
for
so
the
chapter
reading.
2, and we continue. So now they had a replacement for Judas, and they are now 12 apostles. Chapter 2, 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, meaning it was coming, he told them about it, that you pray, when he go, you pray the Father, and he will send you. So this was coming. So when the day was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Remember, we were taught in chapter 1 that they were together and they were in the upper room praying, praise God, in one accord and making supplication. Now, Pentecost is 40 days after Jesus' resurrection and 10 days after his ascension, will make it to 50 days. So after he went up, the day of Pentecost was now fully come and they were ready. How do we know they were ready? They were all with one accord in one place. Some over the living room, some over the kitchen, some out at door, some in the car. No, they were one place and in one accord. And you know what happened, brethren? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Have we ever experienced any hurricane, any of us? We hear some mighty rushing winds, some hard winds. The
Amen.
word of God says, suddenly there came the sound. It's sound. And this is coming from heaven, a rushing mighty wind. And what this wind did, it filled all the houses where they were sitting. Earlier we mentioned church, because you have 120 people. So it needs some space for everybody to be sitting or standing, whatever the position is. So it filled the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. Cloven tongues. Praise God.
Praise God.
It's a divided tongue. It divides where everybody speaks differently. So if you're in a congregation, I don't know how much we observe, persons ask you have more than one person speaking in tongues, and then you would hear the way how this person speak is not the same way this other person speak. So they were cloven. There were different tongues. And this was as a fire. And the fire would symbolizes the presence of God. Do we know that fire have tongues? Light a fire or a candle or something. You will see goes with that that thing that goes off is like a little shape of a tongue. I don't know how much you observe it. It always that end part that when the flame goes up, that very end of the fire have like a tongue. Observe it the next time around when you see fire. Yes.
Amen. So true,
Yes.
Sister Nadine. I just want to agree with you. I've
Yes.
noticed it.
Yes. So it the word of God is saying, as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. No, the word of God did not say sat upon the men only. The word of God did not say sat upon the women only or the children only. He said it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Sometimes when I hear people say, pray in tongues, I don't speak very often. I only speak when the utterance have been given to me. So you would hear some person say praying tongues, and they will just start speaking tongues. I cannot define, define that in a sense as how is so. But I leave that part for another time. But as the utterance was given, so persons speak as utterance given. In other words, if you don't get the clearance, you cannot go through. So utterance given where they speak in other tongues. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem and Jews. Before I continue to verse 5. It, does anyone want to have a take from verses 1 to 4? Any comment, any clarification, anything anyone want to see on these verses? So they appear with the cloven tongues, yes, and they were all filled and they began to speak. Verse 5 is telling us what happened. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devoted men out of every nation. There was some full side, I beg your pardon. Out of every nation under heaven. Time and season. Why Pentecost was at this time, why there was this gathering. Persons will say Christmas is pagan worship time, but God have, he's very intentional. Time and season, time, he knows exactly what he's doing. He would have need to go to Jerusalem to pay their taxes, and he should be born in Bethlehem of Judah. So there's the time, season. And in this aspect of it, day of Pentecost came when there was big gathering in this nation. There were people from all nations of the earth, and they were gathered at Jerusalem, devoted men, very important people. The big shot them, the rich and the famous them, they were gathered there. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because they that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, you have some from China, you have some from Japan, you name the different countries, and we all don't speak the same. Because I am in Georgia, and the Georgian speak a language, I have to listen very careful sometimes to really understand what they're saying. My language, my patois, they understand it none at all. So we all speak different language. So these men, they were from different countries speaking different languages. I assume they had also had interpreters in whatever they were doing. So whilst they were now gathered there, the Holy Ghost fell, Pentecost, and the Holy Ghost came, empowered his people. Witness again. Somebody have to carry the news, go say something I'll go on up a church. Now all these people now come to find out what was happening. And where they gathered together, they came together and they were confounded. They may say, no man, what is going on here? They were amazed and they marveled, saying one to another, are not all these that speak Galileans? Are not all them people you know Galilee then come from? So how come this one speaking this one speaking this language, this one speaking that language? They were amazed. They were confounded. They must have something not right. Praise God. And how hear we every man our own tongue wherein we were born. Everybody here. So these people, they weren't there and they came together and they stay in this one accord church. And because they were in one accord, they were empowered with the Holy Ghost that was promised. And now this event was going on with persons not here, that persons were not speaking different languages. Hallelujah. And they came together to hear what was going on. And verse 12 says, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? As a mocking saying, these men are full of new wine. You will always have somebody who saying something. So all these devoted men were saying, what is going on here? We are hearing our language, and all these people didn't come from Galilee. So how come everybody attack one language where we can understand? Some are saying that these men are full of new wine. The wine new is stronger than drunk, mighty God. But Peter again would stand and would declare. Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, he men of Judea and all he that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. Listen, this is not what you men are thinking about. These men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but only the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, if we see somebody in our community, 9 o'clock in the morning is drunk, we say them a cruff, not true. They don't have anything better to do. But 9 in the morning, they are drunk. So Peter is saying to them, they are not drunken as you suppose, as you are speculating, as you are mocking, as you are saying. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Praise God. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Hallelujah. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. We find that in Isaiah 44, verse 3. So they are not drunk. Praise God. But they are now filled with the Holy Ghost. And on my servant and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Praise God. They will speak. They will say, thus saith the Lord. They will stand in authority and stand for God, in God. Speaking the word of God. He said, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke, signs and wonders, and this shall follow them that believe. The sun shall be turned into darkness. This is Peter speaking now, church. The sun shall turn into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God for Jesus. He made the preparation. And he tells us in St. John 3, verse 16, for he loved the world in giving only begotten son, that whosoever, doesn't matter who you are, big, small, in between, man, woman, boy, girl, you name it, whosoever, praise God. He said, he, men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. Somebody said, don't behave as if you don't know. This is Jesus. He did signs and wonders. Praise God. He did miracles. He caused the blind to see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. Mighty God. They pulled the roof off to let their friend down to Jesus for healing. All these things were done, and they knew it. In the midst of you, in your community, in your household, in your country, all these things were done. Jesus never stayed in one place. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. He went all about ministering the word of God. So Amen. They knew. And the sign, praise God. The man was touched and he was healed. And he see man walking like tree. No, need another touch. He spat on the ground. He made puddle. He put on the eyes of the blind to see. Praise God. Leprosy, man with leprosy, sent him go wash. Mighty God. The man that was a lame. Praise God. He healed. The woman with withered hand. He healed. And so he is indeed a deliverer. Miracles and signs and wonders have been wrought in your presence. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, he have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain him. Peter reminding them of this too. You take him by the hands of the wicked and slaying him, crucify him. This Jesus that you have done all of this, verse 24 says, who God have raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. They could not hold him. So Peter testifying of all of this. And this was done in their midst. Because for 40 days after he was risen, he walked among them. Praise God. He talked with them. And for all the miracles that he have done, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Peter is now reminding them that we are not drunk. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. So we are not drunk. And this is the same God that you have crucified. This is the same God who have done miracles in your sight. You know, sometimes we as human, we tend to be very forgetful. You know, we remember what God has done for us. But like the songwriter that says, Shirley Caesar, who says, she said, you know what, God, me go backslide. But before me backslide, me go tell you some thanks. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing that. But when she begin to say thanks, Ral, he say, ah, it's too much. I can't turn back now. God has been good. So he has done all these miracles, and you know that you have taken him and have crucified him, whom God has raised, having loosed the pain of death. God have raised him. Death could not hold him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If death have holden him, then I would have to pay the price. It would not have been our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. For David speaketh concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. So David spoke of him concerning this, and he foresaw the Lord always, praise God, in my face, for he was on my right hand, and I shall not be moved. God is with us. He's leading us. He's guiding us. As Peter continued to speak of the Lord boldly before these devoted men. He said in verse 27, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. He could not stay there. He didn't get the key and him up again. The word of God say the Holy One could not see corruption because he was 100% man. If he had stayed in the grave for 4 days, then the body would begin to decay, begin to rotten. Praise God. But 3 days, and he rose again triumphantly from the grave. He could not hold him. Praise God. And then redemption would have not been completed if he had been in the grave. Praise God. We would still be living in our sins, trespasses in our sins. But thanks be to God, death and the grave could not hold him. Hallelujah. So he could not see corruption, brethren. For thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. The way of life. I say again that whatever we are doing, we are to put the Lord first. Put him in front, as the songwriter declare, that he will go before and he will make the crooked straight. Sometimes we as children of God walk with our countenance drop, cares of life, because we are human, cares of life. But when we are meeting and greeting each other, let us come with the praise and the joy and find it and bring it, brightness on our face. And then the week we say, we are strong. You don't look like you have got to nothing. You're always happy, you're always jolly. This is because I don't say, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Is there any comment? Any clarification? Yes, Deacon Scott.
Just sharing, just to backtrack a bit, Sister Nadine, when you mentioned about the Holy Spirit came and they start to speak in different tongues, and others around could have entertained them in such that they would stay and listen and critique and whatever. It reminds me of the Tower of Babel, Tower of Babel, where the languages were confounded and it brings division. They went different spaces, but see the difference that the Holy Spirit would have made. When the Holy Spirit is there, it brings unity in spite of their different languages being spoken. And going down to where Peter would stand up and preach this sermon on the day of Pentecost, I want to draw a contrast there. Peter spoke boldly. You remember the promise that Jesus would have made to Peter when Peter made that bold declaration that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell, mark that word, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. You remember, you see this declaration, this hallelujah. You see, this is what Peter is preaching right here now. You would have mentioned to the crowd that were there, violent people, and you would have said to them that the same Jesus who you have crucified is alive and well. He's the one that is indwelling us now. Further down in Acts chapter 7, where Stephen, the first deacon, would have spoken these same word and said, the same Jesus who you crucified is the one that is here now. And they stoned him to death. You know, it's to show you that the promise that Jesus would have made to Peter said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. They cannot stop. The gates of hell cannot stop the work of God right there and then. You know, but it was not so in Stephen's case. You know, he spoke that the Jesus you crucified is the one that is here now, the Holy Spirit. You know, and he was stoned to death. You know, so I'm just here gazing at those passages. I'm just like gazing at and really want to indwell it so much so. So you really whet my appetite to read more in the scripture, and I thank you, woman of God, for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Anyone else? Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
As Deacon Scott mentioned, he said the same Jesus that you have crucified, the wicked hands you have crucified and slain. Now the natural man could not have just stand, the Peter like that could not just stand and say that. It take the indwelling, the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing him, to make this mighty bold saying in preaching the word. Praise God. And it's the Holy Ghost come, it's power for service. Praise God. Thank you, Deacon. The word of God begin to tell us that the word of God, not begin, I beg your pardon, the word of God tells us that this Holy One could not see corruption. As I said before, then redemption would have not been completed. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David. Now Peter's going far back. That he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Peter went way back to David. Now let us look at the man who was crying out, Jesus, thou son of David. How Jesus to be the son of David? Have we ever questioned it, look into it? He's saying, Jesus, thou son of David. David is not Jesus' father. We know Joseph to be Jesus' father. David is coming from way back in the Old Testament. But if we should look at Jesus' lineage, look at his lineage from both mother and father, we would realize that Jesus would now be related through adoption coming through David, coming through Joseph from David. Jesus could not have had the surname of Joseph, because it would be his earthly father. You'd have to bring and come alive with a name coming from Joseph, which is a lineage, in order for him to inherit and sit on the throne. He would now be the new heir of the throne of David. You get what I'm saying, congregation? So in order for him to be called son of David, he would not have to have the lineage from coming from David. And from David to Joseph, you have all that in between. So from David to Joseph, he would now, because of adoption, he would now become the son of David. So he would not have the right and the heir to the kingdom of David. So the blind man was not wrong when he said, thou son of David. And we say it today, dear. Yes. So we trace the lineage in that way. Now, this has been made mention, the adoption and all of that. We can find it is Jesus' genealogy through Joseph in the book of Matthew. But Luke, who in Acts, he will not speak of his lineage through his mother Mary coming from Nathan down to Mary. And there we see the difference between the two. Even though when you trace it, it both goes back to David. And so it branches off and the lineage and the family, but it all goes back to David, where he now have the right biologically and through adoption to be the son of David. So Peter is saying to them, hold on a minute, let me go back to the patriarch David, whom he was dead. He is dead and in burial and in tomb, in sepulchre, there today with we. But this Jesus, hallelujah, who is the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he was raised. He raised up Christ to sit on the throne. He's seen this before, speak of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither of his flesh did see corruption. This was coming from way back. His soul, he will not see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereunto we all are witnesses. We witness it, that he was raised up by God. You walk with him, you talk with him, you eat with him. Some follow him for just the fish and bread. Some follow him for healing. Some follow him because the crowd is going. But they were following him. They knew about him. He said, this Jesus, being therefore at the right hand of God, exalted and having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which he now see and hear. So Jesus is now seated at the right hand. Somebody asked the question, Sister Nadine, is it a case where the Father is sitting on this throne, this big throne sitting there, and Jesus is just standing right there at his right hand? No. God is a spirit. That's the first thing we look into. And so it is no throne where you're visually thinking with this like a frail mind that is set up in that kind of way, as the disciples were thinking that what would have happened with Israel when it have set up at the throne, and who would be this and who would be that. No, he is the right. He had no, he paid the price for us in do what the Lord, what God said him to do, and he is now in there with God. He was from the beginning, he is God, and then the scripture tells us that at the right hand, meaning all of it, is now in his hands. Therefore, being at the right hand of God, for David is not ascended into heaven. David's bones still today, if the bones are there. But he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I made thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made the same Jesus whom he have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ. He's our Lord. Christ, living name of God. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, for the removing of your sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, sorry for your sin, not do them anymore, move away, you will receive the Holy Spirit. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, every as many as the Lord God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Remission of sin. He was preaching to this congregation, and as Deacon said, you know, that he was preaching would have, what he said and what he was saying would have caused them to stop and to listen, to pause for a minute to listen to what he was saying. That's the Holy Spirit at work. Then they that gladly receive his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. One message, 3,000. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And the fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. And as sold their possessions and goods and part them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as be saved. One accord, steadfast, together, having things common. Now in these days and time, persons are not willing to give up position, to share anything, to go minister. We're not able to do it. I speak for those who are in foreign countries. Sometimes to really get into the house of God and to do what the Lord would have you to do, it takes a lot, especially when it comes to the job. It takes a lot. Praise God. But tonight I just want to say to us that continue in the word of God. Continue with the work of God. Continue doing what you're doing. And as we lay the foundation for the following verses, chapters, let us remember that this is the teaching of Jesus as he continues from heaven to the church. We continue. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Is there any question or any comment before we go? As I know time is far spent. No? Thank you very much. God bless you. And may we grasp something from the word as we go tonight in Jesus' name. Over to you, Sister Camille.
Thank you, Sister Nadine. Thank you.
We bless the Lord, saints. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Nadine, for such an enriching time in the word of God. And as Sister Nadine has brought the word over to us, At this moment, I just want to pray and ask the Lord to help us that as we digest his word, my God, we will make it applicable unto our lives. You know, as Sister Nadine speak tonight, what resonates with me is the power or the impact of togetherness. You know, one accord. Hallelujah. My God. As she says to us that the gospel tells what Jesus did, but Acts record what he continues to do through the church. So the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tells us what he did while he was among us. The word of God says he became, the word became flesh and walk among us. So the gospel would have recorded what he did when he was flesh among us. But Acts record what he continues to do through the church. And when what he continues to do through the church, he is still continuing to do through us, which is the church, my God. And as he continues to work through us, she would have emphasized the importance of togetherness, one accord. Because while the people were in one accord, my God, and the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to speak with other tongues. You know, if there was division, if there was not togetherness, this would not have happened. So it is very important that as a church, we stay together in the Lord. So we bless the Lord for the woman of God, and we thank him for his word. And while Sister Nadine would have closed off with a few verses stood out to me. Verse 38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and he shall receive the Holy Ghost." My God, we are given that duty today, you know, to repent and to preach repentance, my God, so that we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And verse 39 says, "For the promise is unto you, unto your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." So tonight, saints, we have a duty, my God. We are to bring the word of God to the world. You know, he said to his disciple, "Go ye therefore into all the world and teach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And so too is he speaking to us as a church. Thank you, woman of God, again for the word. And I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that he will pour into you even as you have poured out into us. Let us pray, saints. Abba, Father, we thank you for your only begotten Son, whom you have sent into the world to save us. He who was without sin was made to be sin so that the world can be saved through him. And tonight, Lord, even as we approach, my God, the Easter season, hallelujah, we thank you for this word tonight. And we thank you, Holy God, that your awesome presence has been with us. My God, we thank you for the gifts that you have among us, Lord God Almighty. And tonight, as I single out your woman servant, Nadine, I pray that you will breathe upon her
the
breath of life. Breathe upon her,
yes,
the
Lord.
Holy Spirit. Mighty
Praise
God,
the Lord.
May your strength Father, be infiltrated through her, oh God Almighty,
oh,
as you continue to use her as an oracle of thine. Tonight, Almighty God, we stand together as we combat the forces of the enemy. My God Almighty, the
Praise
fire starts,
Jesus.
God will come and the weapon will form. But tonight,
Jesus.
We lift up a standard against the enemy. Hallelujah. And we say that as the fiery darts come, we pray in the name of Jesus that it will
Amen.
Be ricocheted. Almighty
Jesus,
God, we
Jesus.
Lift up a standard against every weapon that the enemy would have wanted to form against your daughter or anything concerning her. In the name
Amen
of Jesus, we speak that no weapon that is formed
yes,
against
Lord.
Your daughter shall prosper. Tonight, God, we expose in the name of Jesus every hidden device against the enemy concerning your daughter.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Well, we speak tonight that she is overshadowed because she is a child of God and she's dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. So she is overshadowed by the Almighty. We thank you, Holy God, for your word which was given to us tonight. This
yes,
food,
Jesus.
This
thank
meat,
you. Thank
this
you.
Bread. And I pray, God, that you will write it upon the tables of our heart and we will
Thank
hide
you,
it there.
Jesus.
Mighty
Thank
God, you, the psalmist says, thy word have I hidden in my heart, and I will not sin against thee. So I thank you, Holy God. And tonight, Lord, I thank you for each person who is presented here. Holy God, I pray that you will touch. I pray, Almighty God, that you will heal. I pray
Amen.
That you will deliver. I pray that you will meet each of us at our points of need in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Father,
Hallelujah.
Again, for your only begotten Son. And as the word, hallelujah, was imparted to us tonight, that the same way he ascended, and as the disciples and those around him stood and watched him ascended into heaven, you see your word tell us that the same way will he descend when he comes to receive us. He said, behold, I go to prepare a place, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. May you help us, God, to prepare our hearts, to prepare our spirit, to prepare our souls, so that
yes,
when
Lord
he
God.
Return, hallelujah, when he return, God, we will be at
hallelujah.
A place where he will say, well done, the good and faithful servant, so we can enter, hallelujah, into the
kingdom.
We thank you again, Almighty God, for this
Jesus.
Prayer portal to heaven ministries. Oh God, we thank you. Our hearts are so full with thanks and gratitude because God, you know that this place serve, oh God, as a hiding place, as a strong tower, as a place that lifts spirits, as a place that teach us, a place that
yes.
edify us, and
Thank
a place,
you.
Almighty
Thank
God,
you.
Where we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Continue to be with us, Almighty God, as we surrender our all to you, and we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Him for this night. And we thank him for his word, my God. And I pray that we will live it, speak it, teach it. Let it just
Amen.
Flow from us so that others whom we come in contact with, my God, will come in direct contact with the word of God. God bless you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your time. And I will hand over to Sister Camille at this time.
Bless
Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. We
bless you.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, brethren. What a time. What
Praise
a
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The word.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Want to add my bit of, thank you and, just well wishes and commendations to both Sister Nadine and Sister Elisha. Sister Elisha, thank you so much for so able leading us into that time of worship, that time of devotion. May God continue to rest his righteous right hand upon you and continue to empower you. Hallelujah, as you continue to work for the Lord. Sister Nadine, God bless you.
Amen.
It was a wonderful time. Well done,
Amen.
sister. I wrote down so much. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And you flowed in the spirit. And so I want to bless the Lord for you, Sister Nadine, and for your
Amen,
willingness.
sister.
I sat
Amen.
there and I watched you and I was just proud of you. Be why? Because you're always saying, Sister Camille, I'm a behind the scenes person, And I just sat and I watched you tonight and I said, look what the Lord has
Has
done.
done.
Amen. And so I bless the Lord for you. And I know, when and I feel proud when you say, as believers, we have to be growing. We have to grow. We need to be growing, or we have to check ourselves. And at the same time, I saw the growth because you're
Amen.
dying away. But this time you said yes, and you came out and you spoke with boldness. And so we bless the Lord for you, Sister Nadine, and for your growth. To God be all the glory. Thank you very much, brethren. Thank you for joining
Input.
tonight. The word has gone forth. We know tonight two things stood out for me, and Elder would have mentioned them. But the first one is that Jesus is coming back in the same way that he left, and he's coming back for a set of prepared persons. Are you prepared? Are you an unsaved tonight on the platform with us, and you are ready to say, yes, Lord, I'm making that step towards preparation for the time of return when the Lord comes to bring us home, my God. And if you are here tonight, and if you are an unsaved, and even if you are saved, I urge us all, let us all be ready. Sorry. Let us all be ready. The song man says, I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Amen. And so let us, if you're not ready yet, whether you're a Christian or not, if you know, say you're not ready, and you have some of the things that need to put up, let's do it together. Amen. The word of God, as Sister Nadine just shared, all it says we need to do is repent. Just repent. If we're already baptized, then we just need to repent, turn away from those sins. Amen. And that will bring our hearts to a state of readiness, because ready or not, Jesus is coming again. Amen. So I urge you, if you are an unsaved and you want us, to be praying for you, to offer some support, because it's always better when we do it together. Let us know. Just indicate in the chat, unmute and just speak, or just send us a message so that we can meet with you. We can be praying for you and with you. Hallelujah. As you continue, as you make that commitment unto the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Is it?
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. And so we
Amen. Amen.
to pray for them. We continue to pray for them. I heard Deacon Scott say something one time. I don't even know if he remembers, but he said, he was talking to me and he said, he can't imagine, I'm not quoting him, how many times, how many different persons would have prayed for his soul based on where he was. And that's a motivation for him to be praying for somebody else continuously. And I was like, whoa, I didn't look at it like that. And I'm like, I'm going to take on that approach because I know where I was. And I know that somebody had to be praying for me. Amen. For God, for to just, I was serving the enemy, I was working for the devil. But the hand of God snatched me and pulled me. And so we need as believers to be praying for those who, because some of them don't know. They don't know yet. And so we have to pray that they will have that Saul encounter with Jesus Christ, that they may come to him. Hallelujah. And experience the gift of the Holy Spirit that was spoken of. Amen. Praise God. And
Amen.
before I do the benediction, I just want to charge us as a ministry to let us become a house of prayer.
Yes.
For that to happen for us as a ministry, it must happen for each of us as
yes.
as individuals.
Individual.
So let us focus. Let us turn the light inwards. Let us put down some little things that are irrelevant. Amen. And let us cultivate that habit, that lifestyle of prayer. Prayer is what is going to yield holiness. Amen. God is spirit, and if we're going to worship him, we have to do it in spirit and in truth. And it's going to come from us being holy. And so I urge us as a ministry, I urge us as individuals, whether you are a part of us or you're visiting, let us cultivate a lifestyle of prayer. One where we, not just prayer, where we, you know, go and put everything on God, but one where we sit down and listen to what he's saying to us, where we can be authentic before the Lord, accepting our shortcomings and say, God, I'm struggling here. Help me to change. That is going to breed transformation, which is what we want. So I urge us, amen, let us cultivate that lifestyle of prayer. Deacon Scott, I notice your hand is up.
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Amen.
We give you thanks, mighty God. We give you praise, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We give you praise, mighty God. You are worthy to be praised, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, mighty God. There's a sister on the line tonight, Sister Makisha. I release an anointing upon your life even now. There are yokes to be broken. There are yokes to be broken. And the Lord is saying there is one open door. There is one open door. And he's leading you to that open door right now. The anointing that is on your life that will break every yoke and bring the deliverance. The Lord knows you, sister. The Lord sees you. The Lord knows you. And it's a time that the Lord is on a point to promote you to higher heights and deeper depths in him. There's a way that the Lord has opened for you, Sister Makisha, a door that is open for you amidst your trials, amidst your testing. There's an open door that the Lord has opened and released even now. Hallelujah. There's an open door and overflowing. You're walking in and overflowing even now as you go through that open door. Thus
Jesus.
Said the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And so I release you tonight with the blessing of the Lord God Almighty. The Lord bless you and keep you. His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon each of you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you tonight, everyone.
God bless you, brethren. Praise God.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much, Sister Nadine, for sharing.
You're welcome. Praise God.
Bless you. It's good to have each of you. Sister Joy, God bless you. Good to have you, Brother Tariq. Good to have
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Brother Vinton, it's always a pleasure. Good
always
to have
a
you.
Pleasure. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Just greet somebody tonight.
Yes,
Sister Camille, just before everyone go, I just want to remind you about next week meeting. It will be a special meeting and more information will be coming. But we're just encouraging you to go and prepare your favorite Easter song and come prepare to minister in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Elder. And reminder to join us on Saturday right here on this platform on the same link with our partner, Ship Ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study Group. So join us Saturday at 8 as we meet to continue to study the Word of God. And we are still in the book of Romans. Amen. 8 p.m. EST, so that's 7 p.m. Jamaica time. And we end like about 9:15, which is about 8:15 Jamaica time. So it's usually short, so you want to join us and be on time, you know, so that you can absorb everything and not miss out on anything. God bless you. If you need a replay of tonight's program, you can visit our website and you will have access to it, www.priorportaltoheaven.com. Have a wonderful night. God bless
you all.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Nadine. God bless you.
Have a wonderful night.
Sister Maya, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Sister Elisha, bless God for your Sister Elisha.
God bless you, Deacon. Sister Elisha, thank you.
Yes, it's the first. It's the first time I've seen Sister Elisha.
God bless you, Brother
Elisha. You're beautiful.
Well done.
Thank you. And thank you very much, Sister Edwards, for those constructive feedback.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful night.
Brother King, God bless you.
God bless you, Brother King.
Bless the Lord, Brother Nigel. Bless God, Brother King.
Moto G, Stylus 5G. God bless you.
iPhone.
Galaxy 521. God bless you.
Yes, Sister Olga. Bless you, Lord.
Sister Hutchinson. We love to hear from you.
Moto G, Stylus. We welcome you. We bless God for you.
Man of God. Sister Joy.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you.
Tariq Smith, bless God for you.
Bless God.
We want to welcome you back once more.